bertemu kembali. Rantau Asia Tenggara dijangka jana pertumbuhan penggabungan dan pengambil alihan M&A yang paling banyak untuk tempoh 3 tahun akan datang. Menurut laporan barometer keyakinan modal global Ernst & Young EY edisi ke-23, faktor yang memacu selera pengambil alihan ini adalah kebimbangan mengenai tarif dan aliran perdagangan, pengukuhan teknologi, bakat serta keupayaan baru dan pertumbuhan ke dalam sektor atau aktiviti perniagaan yang bersebelahan. Daripada perspektif Malaysia, aktiviti M&A di negara ini dijangka mendapat momentum memandangkan banyak syarikat mula memasang posisi masing-masing dan melabur semasa peningkatan ekonomi. Untuk membincangkan berkenaan kajian berkenaan untuk Malaysia, kita bersama Premon Menon, rakan kongsi EYPLT untuk khidmat nasihat transaksi. Izinkan saya meneruskan dalam bahasa Inggeris. Premon, you said in general Malaysian corporates are still looking to fill gaps in capabilities and also remap their direction in the post-pandemic world. Share with us what are some of the key areas we can expect, and are Malaysian corporates taking a bit too long to perhaps remap their direction in the post-pandemic world? If so, why?
Okay. Hi, Rizal. Morning. Look, I think in terms of the key areas that I think Malaysian corporates are looking to infill. It's largely around digital and technology, mm-hmm. and also looking to invest in talent, right? Mm-hmm. With this, there's always it's a long process in the sense that if you've not necessarily talked about it in the past. Having to go through the motions takes some time, right? Mm-hmm. What COVID has necessarily done is it's proven that some of these trends that have existed in the past are now accelerating, and I think corporates in general and Malaysian corporates included are trying to sort of catch up in that regard. Mm-hmm. So, your question as to why are they taking a bit longer, I think we're seeing a lot. There's a large number of corporates that are looking inward, re-looking at their balance sheets, re-looking at their assets, and necessarily understanding, do these assets, do these investments still remain relevant in the post-pandemic world, right? And I suspect that's taking a bit longer. I feel it's actually one of timing, and I would imagine in the next few months we would expect to see some clear decisions in that regard. Mm-hmm. Your point on how can they necessarily accelerate that? Mm-hmm. I feel it's really one of accelerating that strategic review, but it, I think more importantly, it's about being bold, right? It's mm-hmm. being bold to make certain investment decisions. I think a number of these investments would have been made in the past when the economy was in a different light, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's talking about the post-pandemic world and how things have changed. What I would say is, for corporates, not to be too precious about what's necessarily happened in the past, and really looking forward to how they can remap their strategic direction in the post-pandemic world, right? So I guess in a nutshell, they've got to make some bold decisions, and they've got to make it quickly.
And Premon, you mentioned they are the executives are a bit bolder, and according to your press release, executives in Southeast Asia are emboldened to drive internal transformation, both for digital and cost reduction, and their M&A. So they become a bit more bold to chart their ways forward, right? What do you think would further help them to carry on this task of planning their way forward?
I think it's one of relooking at their capital, mm-hmm. Relooking at their balance sheets, and necessarily understanding how they could redeploy capital, right? And that would mean recycling capital, right? Mm-hmm. Going back and looking at what's non-core, as I said, and then making that hard decision. Do we necessarily divest? Now, I think a lot of times people talk about non-core and they think about an underperforming asset. Now, that's not necessarily the case. I think when corporates look at these assets, they've really got to think in the context of, you know, could somebody else derive better value from that asset than themselves? In which case, you know, there would be a buyer for that asset that's willing to pay a bit more for that than it might be worth to you.
Okay, and EY also expects acquisition will center around bolt-on acquisitions and an increased focus on acquiring operation capabilities. Tell us more about this. Which sectors or sector do you believe would perhaps witness more M&A activities?
Yeah, so, you know, the respondents came back from the survey and, you know, I think resoundingly 100% said they wanted to invest in the technology sector, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I think that's consistent throughout, the findings, but not just Malaysia, right? I think, you know, everybody's looking to invest in technology, in Southeast Asia, globally. Advanced manufacturing, consumer, healthcare, these are areas that have also featured quite strongly with some 50% of respondents saying this was an area they wanted to invest. Mm-hmm. Now, I think, look, you know, COVID has affected businesses not symmetrically. There have been a number of winners and losers. I mean, you know, no surprises, the hospitality and leisure industry have suffered. Mm-hmm. But I feel that, you know, aside from technology, the winners, like healthcare, for example, would see a lot of activity. But equally, you know, prices or valuations in these sectors have also gone up. Mm-hmm. And I feel what we would necessarily see are acquisitions in adjacencies, right? Mm-hmm. I think businesses that continue to serve the healthcare sector, even logistics for that matter, you know, last mile e-commerce has done really well. But potentially, you know, last mile players, last mile logistics players, are now seeing a bump up in activity and you know, could be an area of investment as well.
Let's talk about partnerships. Partnerships, according to EY, will potentially be a new dynamic that will be fast growing as Malaysian respondents appear opening up to partnering with competitors to create a new ecosystem solution. This is very interesting. Will it be between companies in different sectors, the same sectors? What value add will this bring to the market?
Yeah, so I completely agree, right, Rizal? I think, you know, there's often talk about M&A, mergers and acquisitions and so forth, but, you know, the new dynamic that's necessarily coming up is one of partnership. And why partnership is particularly interesting is it somewhat levels the playing field. If you were having to go out and do an acquisition, there's a significant amount of capital that needs to be deployed. Mm-hmm. And then more importantly, you've got to integrate that into your business, right? I think acquiring is only part of it, but integration of a target into your business is just as important. Mm-hmm. Now, what the partnership model does is that it allows a number of companies to come together to form an ecosystem that would generally allow a lot of them to scale, right? Mm-hmm. Typically, only larger companies have had, the advantage or the capital to go out and acquire. Mm-hmm. But, you know, by a number of smaller companies coming together, or even together with a big company, right, there is that opportunity to scale. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to your question, you know, does it happen in the same sector? Does it happen in different sectors? There's no hard and fast rule, right? I think, mm-hmm, as long as it's sort of win-win, it can happen in a number of areas, right? It could be, it could be with competitors. You know, as I said, the survey, some 33% of the respondents were open to, mm-hmm, to developing an ecosystem with their competitors. I think that's a very interesting dynamic.
Okay.
It could happen with someone that is not necessarily in your space, right? I mean, mm-hmm, you know, arguably, if you look at the likes of Grab, and some of the the vendors, that's a partnership that works, right?
On that note, thank you very much, Praiman Menon, rakan kongsi EYPLT, Himat Nasihat Transaksi, membincangkan berkenaan dengan laporan barometer keyakinan modal Global Earnings Senyang EY edisi ke-23. Kita akan berhenti berehat sekali lagi kembali selepas ini.